Tell us about the Blacktown Youth Forum. How did it come about? How will it work?
Okay. I think it came about through a few different avenues. We often consult young people about, whether we're building a playground or whether something new is being designed at council. And we kept hearing from young people that they really wanted an opportunity to talk about youth issues and really unpack some of those more challenging youth issues. And as you know, Blacktown Council have been running a whole lot of community forums at night, and they mainly attract adults. They're not really a space where young people felt that they could come and have a say. And so the mayor and other workers, parts of council, had a conversation about it and decided that it would be best to design a youth forum specific for young people so that mayor and other councillors could hear firsthand what young people had to say about what they wanted for the future of Blacktown. So I suppose that's, in a nutshell, how it came about. Yeah.
I think it's absolutely incredible. Just this morning, we've seen in London students protesting on climate change. We saw Australian students doing the same thing at the end of last year. Kids these days, and kids historically, want to get involved with their communities, want to get involved with politics, and are so rarely given the opportunity. So I think that this is an absolutely fantastic initiative. What do you think are some of the issues that students will raise? Have you had any inkling of what they want to talk about leading up to the forum?
I have to say I do have an idea of some of the things that might come up that we are aware of. I will make a point that we're starting off the forum with a clean slate, and we're going to give them that opportunity to say what are the issues really that they want to talk about at the forum. We do know, however, that mental health is one of those big ones that's quite significant for young people at the moment, particularly in Blacktown. We've got, there's an array. There's family violence, there's gender diversity, there's social change, equity and equality, climate change, as you mentioned. So there's a few other topics that we know are important to young people, but I'd say I'm expecting that mental health will be one of those that will come up. But I suppose we'll have to wait and see at the forum. It's all about hearing from them.
Absolutely. So how can kids get involved? Do they have to be invited to come along? How have you gotten some people interested?
So we've done it two different ways. We know that that through high schools is probably, the most, straightforward way to get to young people. So we sent out invitations to all of our local high schools in the LGA, and we also did a Facebook event. So they both invitations would take you to an Eventbrite listing, so you can either register as an individual youth participant if you wanted to come on your own accord, or you could have registered through your high school. Registrations through high schools have now closed off, and I will say that I think we're almost at full capacity.
Great.
Quite a popular event. We might have, we've got some spots still available, a few spots still available if you wanted to come as an individual. So you just have to go to the Eventbrite listing or to the Blacktown Youth Facebook page, which is at Blacktown Youth, and you can find the link there.
Social media, it's the way to get the kids involved these days, I tell you what.
Yeah, although I hear that they're not so big on Facebook anymore.
Oh, really? Oh, God. I'm behind it then. I've got no idea. Now, you mentioned before that there have been some forums happening in Blacktown City Council on a weekly basis. How have these been going? How have they been being responded to? I know you said a lot of adults are coming along to them.
Well, the community forums are held, I think, once a month.
Okay,
they've been held at the different wards, so right around the LGA, and they're usually held between 6 and 8 p.m. So what young people have said is, we're either studying at that time or, we're at our part-time job. That's when we're working or when we're studying. And, traditionally, they're spaces where although, you know, everyone's invited to attend, it's generally the adults that dominate the conversation. And, you know, it can be a bit intimidating for a young person to put their hand up and voice their opinion, because that may or may not be what, you know, other community members want to hear. So, but the community forums that that are being held have been quite productive. We're happy about what we're hearing from our community, which is fantastic. And we're looking forward to what we're going to hear from young people on Friday.
I'm really, really looking forward to what's going to happen with this youth forum. And I'm really, really excited to see kids getting involved in their communities in this manner and in politics in this matter. Just unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck with the forum.
Thank you. Thanks, Jess. Thanks for having us.